Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Mary Nagai, MD, PhD, and an advocate for natural medicine. And we've been talking about aging at every age, and we've talked about biological age, chronological age, and how they're different, and the cellular age of our bodies, and the importance of cellular energy to sustain the telomeres on the end of our chromosomes, which is very influential of our biological and cellular age, and the importance of cell division so that as we're creating new cells, those new cells are healthy and vibrant so that biological age is maintained. We've talked about a couple of supplements so far, and we've talked about our B vitamins and how they're critical for cellular energy, and we've talked about vitamin C. A few times along the way, we've referred to CoQ10. What's the importance of coenzyme Q10 for our cellular energy?
So CoQ10 plays two roles. One, it is a major antioxidant that's found in all of our cell membranes that help vitamin C and vitamin E and glutathione mop up those free radicals. And it helps, therefore, the inner workings of the cell to function optimally because these free radicals aren't getting into the cell and the inside of the cell is not having to fight them off. But CoQ10 is also very important because it's part of the very complex process by which our cells make ATP or energy. And as a byproduct, so it helps to make water to hydrate our cells.
The cell is making water versus drinking enough water. So there's a difference there.
There is. So it's really important that our cells be able to hydrate themselves because the water that we drink does get absorbed and does hydrate our cells, but our cells need to make their own amount of water or we'd be drinking a lot more water. An outside part of the cell and the inside part of the cell and the amount of fluid on both sides of that membrane have to be equal so that the cell maintains its size and its plumpness. So in order for that to happen, our cells need to make a certain amount of water themselves.
And then there's mitochondria of the cell requires hydration.
The mitochondria requires water for many of its functions, as do many of the other functions within the cell itself. So that's why it's really important that our cells have the CoQ10 to make enough energy for all the processes that go on. But as a byproduct, it also makes the water, which helps these processes carry on as well.
So the mitochondria is the energy source of the cell.
It's like the heart of the cell. Without the mitochondria, the cell couldn't function.
And there's more than one mitochondria in a cell.
Yes, there's many mitochondria, whereas there's only one nucleus in your cell that contains your DNA. But there are many mitochondria in the cell.
It's very important that that have all the nutrients to produce the energy.
Yes, the nutrients that your cell absorbs must take into account all the mitochondria that it has to provide nutrients for.
The highest concentration of CoQ10, if I understand, is in the heart?
Yes.
And the liver is producing CoQ10?
Yes, the liver can make CoQ10.
So CoQ10 isn't something that we typically get in our food?
No. If you were short in CoQ10, then you would have to take it as a supplement because CoQ10 is not very stable.
So in the liver, if the liver is producing CoQ10, which is important for all our cellular energy, it's also following there's a certain pathway within the liver called the mevalinate pathway. And I don't want to get too complicated here, but I think understanding and perception of all of this is very important. So again, if we can understand and get a picture of this, the decisions we make with our lifestyle and the foods we eat are going to improve. And that is in this mevalinate pathway, it's producing both cholesterol and CoQ10. And then if a person's on a statin, which is a cholesterol blocking medication, that's all affected, isn't it?
Yes. So if you're on a statin, what happens is the statin blocks a precursor molecule, the synthesis or the making of it by our cells. And so it not only reduces your body's making of cholesterol, but it also reduces our body's ability to make CoQ10 because they come from the same parent molecule. So when, you know, your doctor tells you your cholesterol went down by 68%, that's awesome news, right? I would be so elated if I had high cholesterol and my numbers changed by 68% or they improved by 68%. But The downfall is your CoQ10 levels also went down by 68%, which means now your cells can't make as much energy and they can be impacted by as much as 68%. So it's a trade-off. You reduce your cholesterol, but you reduce your CoQ10. And one of the reasons why we feel people have muscle pain and muscle aches and they feel tired from taking their hypolipidemic or their cholesterol-lowering drug is because of the loss in synthesis of CoQ10 by your cell.
So there's the joint pain, there's that myalgia, insomnia could be a side effect, fatigue, loss of appetite. Yes, we're reducing cholesterol made by the liver, which if the liver is making it, there's good reason for that. There's a lot of benefits to cholesterol in the system. But then the energy aspect from the CoQ10 affecting every cell in the body is an additional side effect.
Yes, absolutely. And if you affect your energy level in your cells, then you affect their hydration. But more importantly, or just as importantly, CoQ10 has been shown to directly influence the stability of your telomere. So if you have 68% less CoQ10, they've documented a shortening or stress on your telomeres, so your telomeres will shorten. But it is reversible if you're able to supplement with CoQ10, you're able to reverse that change. But that's one of the side effects of taking a drug that lowers cholesterol.
So we understand that there's some people do require that, absolutely. And there's been some studies done, doctor, where if they've just supplemented only CoQ10 with a cholesterol-lowering drug, that there's been some pretty big improvements.
Right. So if you take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 along with your cholesterol-lowering drug, they've shown that people's energy levels have significantly improved by almost 40% in just 3 months' time. But they've also shown that not only are they able to make more energy, they feel less fatigue and they have less muscle pain, to the point where now they're able to be more functional with their activities of daily living. Whereas before, their ability to perform their activities of daily living were sometimes compromised because of the amount of pain and fatigue they had in their muscles.
And then there was an additional study done that if they supplemented with CoQ10, plus they added vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium, so those four together working synergistically, can you tell us about that study?
Right. So that was a study by Shadowsky, and what they showed was when they took these particular ingredients together as a multi, that it not only reduced and improved their lipid profile, meaning they had lower cholesterol, they had better HDL, which is the good cholesterol, but it also had a profound effect on their blood pressure. So now their blood pressure came within normal limits, and the other remarkable thing was the elasticity or flexibility of their arteries improved significantly. And I think that is also a reflection of their improved lipid profile.
Reduced inflammation too, wasn't there?
Yes, there is reduced inflammation as well.
So there again, if we're improving our circulation, we're getting more nutrients and more oxygen to all our cells, we're going to feel better all the way around.
Right, and if you can improve your blood flow through your arteries by reducing your atherosclerosis that we all have, which is like the development of fatty plaques along your arteries that hardens them, and that's very significant heart disease or cardiovascular disease. If we can improve the blood flow through our arteries, it means our heart works not as hard. It doesn't tax our heart as much. But also, blood flow to your extremities, to your other organs like your brain, are also significantly improved. And by improving blood flow to your brain and your kidneys and your liver and all of your fingertips, significantly improves the delivery of nutrients to those organs. And that nutrient includes oxygen. So the easier it is to get oxygen to all of our organs and all of our tissues and cells, the easier it is for all of these organs to work and function, and they're all much healthier because every organ requires oxygen and the removal of waste. So all of these organs should function at a much higher level, and also the amount of free radicals produced will also be lower.
It's using less energy to compensate for the free radicals. Therefore, there's more energy available to the cells. And again, that's the whole point of what we're talking about, is if we can improve the cellular energy, it's greatly going to improve and maintain and sustain and repair those telomeres, which is improving our biological and our cellular age. And doc, there's another supplement too. It's called milk thistle. How is that helping us with our cellular energy?
So milk thistle has been known for a very, very long time to help with your liver function. It helps to clean or remove free radicals. It helps to detox your liver from damaging sources of different proteins that have become free radicals. So it really helps to helps your liver to regain or maintain a healthy balance.
So it's acting like an antioxidant or an anti-inflammatory then as well? So there'd be benefits to people with chronic disease?
Yes, because anytime you have a chronic disease, there's chronic inflammation and free radicals produced, and milk thistle helps to alleviate that free radical load.
Platinum Naturals, they have what they call superior nutrient absorption, putting the nutrients into oil so it gets through the stomach, and then the absorption is greatly increased, isn't it?
Absolutely, Dave. So at Platinum Naturals, we have a proprietary delivery system. It's a lipid delivery system called Superior Nutrient Absorption. It wraps the ingredients up in an oil that protects it from the harshness of the stomach's pH environment, because when it moves out of the stomach into the intestinal system, it's unaltered and almost 100% will survive that harsh environment. And then when it's in the GI system, because it's wrapped in a healthy oil, it's easily absorbed by just passing through the cell membranes. So it doesn't require any energy to be absorbed by the intestinal cells. And then the intestinal cells can either deliver it to the lymphatics or deliver it to the arterial system that goes through the liver. If it goes through the lymphatic system, it gets delivered to many different organs without ever being seen by the liver. And then some of it will go to the liver. And the liver recognizes the healthy fat and says, oh, this is wonderful. Now I can attach the cholesterol I made and other proteins and get them out of the liver and send them off to the other cells and the other organs. Your body doesn't have to fear that it's ever going to be short of a particular vitamin or mineral or botanical like milk thistle. It's always going to have something available.
There's just so much information. I feel like as much as what we've talked about, I still feel like we've only scratched the surface. So, Doctor, it's been a real privilege having you on here today, and we're almost out of time. But even though this is a very complex topic, the whole point is how do we provide our cells with the energy and the nutrients so that they can maintain and rebuild these telomeres and the cellular energy that's so important. So, Doctor, can you just summarize these last two shows and give us an overview?
Sure, Dave. In order to ensure that your telomeres are a healthy length and are supporting the protection of your genetic material, so ultimately supporting your biological age, it's really important to eat healthy. And as we age, it's important to take a supplement because we don't always or can't always eat all the different varieties of foods that are out there. So it's important to take a multi-supplement. And when taking a multi-supplement, it's important to look and make sure it has the right ingredients for you. So if you're on heart medication or any medication, it's a good idea to take something with CoQ10 and a B vitamin complex. And even if you're not on any medication, it's still a good idea to take a multi-supplement because it fills in the gaps that you have from your diet. No one's got a perfect diet every day, so a multi is always a good idea. And eat healthy and be physically active and ensure that you're emotionally and socially in a good place. Then you will complete and maintain a healthy health triangle. And hopefully it will all translate into greater longevity because of your telomere health.
So, Doctor, thank you again for joining us on Insights for Health.
It's been a pleasure, Dave.
So I've been talking with Dr. Mary Nagai, MD, PhD, and a scientist at both the University Health Network Toronto Rehab Institute and the University of Toronto Faculty of Medicine. And all the supplements we talked about today, you can purchase each and every one of those individually, or you can get them all wrapped into one all-in-one, which is the Platinum Naturals Easy Multi 45+. And there's a $4 coupon while quantities last. We've tried to simplify this as best we can, but it's a very complex topic, but it's critical to our cellular health. So to re-listen to this interview, visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and scroll down to aging at every age. And there'll also be some bonus features, some additional supplements that we couldn't talk about because of time. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, and visit us at The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.